Better turn our Bible to Old Testament, Psalm 51.
诗篇第五十一篇。
The Book of Psalms, Psalm 51.
我们一段一段的读，我们把这一篇我们读一遍哈。
Section by section, we will read the whole Psalm once.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并洁除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了自恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight.That you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge.
我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音。使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃，求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。
Verse 5, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
第十节，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐。是我乐意的灵扶持我，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
Verse 10, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit.Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you.
十四节，神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪，我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。求你随你的美意善待西安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。那时你必喜爱公义的祭和燔祭，并全身的燔祭。那时人必将公牛献在你坛上。
Verse 14, Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God.The God of my salvation and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I will give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion.Build the walls of Jerusalem, then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Let's have a further word of prayer. Father, once again, by your beloved Son's name, we come before you.
求你再用你爱子的血遮盖这里，好叫我们能够侍立在你的面前。
May you once again cover this place with the precious blood of your beloved Son, so we could stand and minister to you.
愿你再次借这篇诗篇向我们说话。
May you speak to us once again through this song.
好叫我们常常在你面前有忧伤痛悔的心。
So that often before you, we will have this broken and contrite spirit. And once again, we can stand and minister to you in your presence. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 圣经上啊，神给大卫啊一个很特别的一个描述吧。
In the Bible, God gives Bible a very unique description.
说到大卫呢，是一个合神心意的人。
He says David is the one who goes after God's heart.
英文说啊，就是一直体贴神的心意，跟随神心意的人。
He is the one who always goes after and follows God's will.
神借着大卫啊，做了许多的事情。
And God has done so many things through David.
借着大卫建立起以赛亚的建立起国度
，Through David that God has established the kingdom。
借着大卫的后裔要兴起那个拯救者
，And also through the descendant of the David, God is going to raise up the Savior。
大卫呢一生呢，爱主、亲近主、跟随主。
And all of David's life, he loved the Lord, he drew near to him, and he followed him.
他服侍主，他传扬主的名。
He served the Lord, and he declared his name.
在圣经上记载大卫的那个篇幅相当相当的多哈。
And there are many pages in the Bible are devoted to David.
我想除了四福音书记载耶稣以外呢，整本圣经呢记载最多的篇幅大概就是大卫。
And apart from the four gospel books, which record Jesus' events, and in the whole Bible, it's David who is the one the Bible has recorded most of his acts.
整个撒母耳记的后半篇整本的那个撒母耳记下。
The latter part of the Second Samuel.
First Samuel.
First Samuel.
那么整个后半部哈、啊，是那个撒母耳记上跟整本的是撒母耳记下都说到大卫的事情。
The second part of the first Samuel and the whole part of second Samuel, they all speak of David.
那么历代志上呢，除了前面九章是说到家谱，第十章说到大卫以外，后面都是记载大卫的事情。
In First Chronicles, apart from the first nine chapters.About the genealogies, and afterward, it's all about David.
这是呢记载在历史上大卫所经历的一些事。
They all record all the things that David had gone through in history.
那么在这发现这些事情的背后，大卫的心路历程是怎么样的
？And then behind all these things, what is David's sort of the pilgrim's progress, what is it?
那么呢，我们就要回到诗篇来看。
Then we have to come back to Psalm.
那么诗篇150篇里面呢，有73篇是直接署名是大卫写的。
And in the book of Psalms, 150 of them, that 73 are written by David.
其他还有很多篇，比如像诗篇第二篇，也是一般都是认为是大卫写的。
And most people believe that Psalm 2 also is written by David.
那么借着诗呢，大卫呢向神倾吐啊他对神的爱慕。
Through Psalm, David poured out his adoration toward God.
借着诗呢，我们看见那些所谓的历史上的事故发生的时候。
And through all these songs, while all the events were happening, what is the heart of David in those times?
所以呢，我们从诗篇里头呢，就能够更多的认识这位合神心意的人呢，是怎么样走在主的道路上。
So through these songs, we could come to understand this very one who went after God's heart. How did he walk in the way of the Lord?
那么在列王记上十五章第五节，他说呢，大卫呢，啊，他除了赫人乌利亚那件事情以外，一生他这个他所行的呢，都是耶和华眼中看为正的事。
In 1 Kings chapter 15, we read that apart from the matter of Uriah the Hittite, David all his life obeyed the commandment of God and never turned aside from him and did what's right in God's sight.
那么这个赫人乌利亚的事件呢，到底是怎么一回事情呢？
Then what is the very matter of Uriah the Hittite?
在那个撒母耳记上撒母耳记下第十一章啊，那里记载十一章十二章记载这件事情。
And this event was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12.
那么看到我们看见呢，这一位属神的人，一个合神心意的人，他竟然也有犯罪的时候。
And there we see the very one who belonged to God, who went after God's own heart, did actually sin.
那里说到啊，当列王出战的时候。
It speaks of the time when all the kings went out to fight.
约雅呢，率领了全军呢，前线打仗。
And Joab, the commander, and went out to fight together with his soldiers.
大卫呢，他留在耶路撒冷啊。那有一天呢，那个睡觉，那个太阳快下山了才起床。
And instead, David stayed in Jerusalem, and he took a nap one day.And to the very time when the sun was setting, and then he got up.
然后呢，睡醒了以后呢，就在王宫的平顶上面闲逛啊。
And when he woke up, he just went on to the king's palace's roof, and there he was doodling.
啊，突然看见了一个妇人呢，这个沐浴啊，那是容貌甚美啊。
And there he saw a woman, bathing, and then she was really beautiful.
那么他把这个妇人接到宫里头来，那么与她同寝，让这妇人怀了孕。
And she sent for the woman, took her in to her his palace, and he lay with her, and then he committed adultery.
那为了要遮掩这件事情啊，她把她的丈夫从前线调回来。
Now, in order to cover up this matter, he called her husband back from the battle.
然后她的丈夫乌利亚呢，回家去啊，跟他的妻子这个啊通知那个啊同房啊，好像吵架这件事情能够遮掩过去。
And he was hoping that her husband Uriah would come back, go into his wife, and hoping would be covered.
可是忠心的乌利亚不肯回去，那大卫呢？只好呢，借着约雅的手把他给杀了。
However, this faithful Uriah would not go back to his wife, so David had to kill him through his commander, Joash.
那是约雅借着亚门人的手把乌利亚给杀了。
Therefore, Joash killed Uriah through the hands of the Ammonites.
在这件事上呢，大卫不但是犯了奸淫，他也犯了杀人罪。
Therefore, in this matter, not only did David commit adultery, but also he committed murder.
神派先知拿单呢来责备他。
Therefore, God sent the prophet Nathan to rebuke him.
宣告神的审判。
Declare God's judgment.
大卫呢，他立当时就悔改了。
And right away.David repented.
然后呢，他就写了这篇诗篇呢，五十一篇。
Therefore, he wrote this Psalm 51.
在这诗篇里面呢，我们看见了大卫那个忧伤痛悔的心啊。
And here we see David's broken contrite heart.
他里面呢，为了他所犯的罪啊，在神面前忧伤悔改痛悔啊。
And there he repented. He had such a contrite and broken heart.
每次我们来读这篇诗篇的时候，我们里面都会回应啊。
So every time when we come to read Psalm 51, we always, in our heart, we echo.
因为我们呢，虽然是蒙恩呢，我们还是个蒙恩的罪人，常常的犯罪得罪神。
And even though we are saved by His grace as sinners, we often sin and offend Him.
我们来看看四篇五十一篇啊，大卫啊，怎么样来面对他所得罪的神。
And now let's consider Psalm 51. How did David sin against God?
基本上这篇诗可以分成四个段落。
Now basically we could divide the Psalm into four divisions.
第一节呢到第四节呢，他向神呢认他所犯过的罪。
Now verse 1 to verse 4, David confess the sin he committed.
为着他外面所犯的罪呢，他求神怜悯，求神赦免。
Because of the external sin, acts of sin, he asked God for forgiveness, for mercy.
那第二段从第五节到第九节呢，他看见了他犯罪呢，因为他里面这个人呢就是个罪人。
And verse 5 to verse 9, David says actually the reason he committed sin is because he himself is a sinner.
他不但要神呢赦免他外面犯的罪，他要求神呢洗净他里面这个人。
So not only did he ask God to forgive his external acts of sin, but he also he asked God to purge his inner person.
那么十节到第十二节、第十三节呢，求神呢恢复。跟他之间的交通啊。
And verse 10 to 13, David asked God to restore the fellowship between him and God.
恢复他的灵里头跟圣灵之间的交通。
And restored his fellowship in the spirit.
那十四节到十九节呢，说到一个蒙恩的人呢，里头如何发出那个赞美，感谢跟赞美。
From verse 14 to 19.David speaks of himself, how he uttered his adoration and praises from his innermost being.
So, 一开始的时候呢，他是说：“神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。”
So, in the very beginning, David says, "Oh Lord, have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions."
大卫呢，这时候他不敢看神的公义啊。
At this time, David would not dare to look upon God's righteousness.
他只能来投靠神的怜悯。
He could only take refuge in His mercy.
他求你将我的罪孽洗除净净，并解除我的罪。
Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, cleanse me from my sin.
他所犯的那个罪啊，真是一个大罪啊。
And the very thing he committed is a grave one.
压着他呢，里面透不过气来。
Which oppresses him that he could not even breathe.
这个罪呢，在他里头啊，天天控告他，在他里头没有安息。
And daily the very thing accused David, therefore he had no rest.
他求神赦免了，他求神洗净。
Therefore he asked God to forgive, to cleanse him.
他不但呢，他求神呢，就赦免他的罪而已。
Not only did he ask God to forgive his sins.
这篇诗篇他两次说到啊，求你涂抹我的罪孽。
And in the song twice he speaks of the fact that Lord.Blot out my transgressions or iniquities.
他知道神会赦免。
Because David knew God would forgive him.
但是光是神赦免呢，如果这个罪还留在那个地方，还在册子上什么地方的话。
But if God only had forgiven him his sins, but iniquities were still recorded in the scrolls.
他只要里头一想到那件事情啊，他里头啊就惶惶不安了。
Then the moment he thought of his sins, he felt.So disconcerted.
如果这个罪还在神的地面册上的话，
if the sins were still recorded on God's scrolls,
哎呀，他这一生啊，脱不了这个罪的那个罪的那个控告。
Then all his life, he would not be able to get away from this accusation of the very act of sin.
他不但求神赦免了。
Therefore, not only did he ask God to forgive,
求神洗净啊,
ask God to cleanse,
更是求神完全涂抹,
but even more, he asked God to completely blot out.
哎呀，就我们今天也会这样经历啊。
Today we also have the similar experience.
要是我们就不小心，我们那个就犯罪，就触犯了律法。
Maybe by accident we disobeyed the law.
那么我们呢，也许。我们下了监，我们那个是罚了款啊，那么把我们的这个赎清了我们的犯的罪。
Maybe we're fined or even put in jail, so we serve our time and to redeem ourselves.
也许我们从监狱里头被放出来。
And then when we are set out,
在法律面前呢，我们是一个没有罪的人。
And then before the law, we are.Not considered sinners anymore.
我们的罪行呢，还在警察局里头，对不对？
However, the very act of our offense is still in the police department.
什么时候人把这个档案一调出来的时候？
Whenever they call out your file.
哎呀，我们立刻就是曾经犯过罪的。
And right away, it's there. You're a felon once committed sins.
我们自己里头一想到我过去曾犯过的罪，还在记录，还在警察局里头。
And the moment we think of the fact that we committed crime and the record is in the Department of Police,
那我们呢就惶惶不可终日，对不对？
And then we feel so disconcerted and we just cannot get our acts together.
啊，感谢神啊，神实在是有慈悲怜悯的神。
But we really thank our Lord that God is a God of mercy and grace.
当他赦免我们的时候，
When He does forgive us.
他不但就是赦免我们的罪，不算我们有罪。
Now, not only does He forgive our sins, saying we are no longer sinners.
那么到那一天，我们来到审判台前的时候，
But on the very day when we come into the seat of judgment,
当我们的罪被主的血洗净的时候，
And when our sins are cleansed by the Lord's blood,
神发觉在册子上没有这个记录。
And we will find that in God's books there is no record of our sins whatsoever.
神说我不记得你犯过罪了。
And God would say, I do not remember you once sinned.
神不但赦免了，神也忘记我们犯了罪。
Not only does our God forgive our sins, but also He forgets.
神的赦免呢是完全的，是非常何等的宝贝啊。
Therefore, God's forgiveness is complete. How precious this is.
大卫知道神是有丰盛怜悯的神。
And David knows that God is the God full of compassion and mercy.
他不但求神赦免，他求神涂抹。
Therefore, David here not only asked God to forgive, but also to blot out his sin.
我知道，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我的面前。
For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins always before me, as David says.
就知道呢，就是其实更好的翻译是我承认啊，我承认我的过犯。
So I know, or the better translation is, I acknowledge my transgression.
这是大卫这个属合神心意的人的宝贝的地方哈。
Now this is such a precious thing about David who. Goes after God's heart.
他不是不会犯罪。
It's not that David does not sin.
但是宝贝是他一旦呢人指出他的罪的时候，他立刻承认了他是一个犯罪的人。
What's precious with David is once somebody points out David sinned, and right away David would acknowledge his sins.
扫罗呢，之所以被神呢弃绝摆在一边呢，就是扫罗这个人呢犯了罪，从来不认错。
And the reason Saul is rejected and put aside by God is because Saul is the one who never acknowledges his sins.
几次犯错呢？神借着撒母耳去指责他的时候，他总是有许许多多的理由啊，为自己辩护。
When Saul committed several times of sins, and then God through Samuel went to point those things out, but Saul never acknowledged any of them.
大卫说：“我承认我犯了罪。”
And here David says, "I acknowledge my transgression."
我的罪呢，藏在我的面前。
My sin is always before me.
有时候在想啊，从大卫跟八十八犯奸淫的那个日子起，一直到哈丹来的时候，有多少时间呢？最少十个月，对不对？孩子怀胎要十个月，对不对？
From the time that David committed adultery with Bathsheba until the time the prophet Daniel, Nathan came to accuse him, rebuke him, at least there is a lapse of 10 months because it takes that long for a child to be born.
这十个月大卫怎么过？
Now, how did David go through all these 10 months?
我们知道大卫是一个常常活在神面前的人。
We know David was the one who always lived in the presence of God.
他说呢，我将耶和华排在我的面前，因他在我右边，我并不至于摇动的人。
Because he says, I set the Lord before me, because he's at my right side, I shall not be shaken.
这十个月，他怎么跟神交通啊？
Then how did David fellowship with God during these 10 months?
他这十个月难道没有任何一个感觉吗？
During the 10 months, didn't he have any feeling at all?
他说呢，我的罪啊。Ever before me,
but
永远一直在我的面前。
Here David says, "My sin is always before me."
他的犯罪那时候开始，这个罪就在他的面前。
So from the very time he committed sin, that his sin was always before him.
他的犯罪那天起呢，这个罪呢就在控告他，指责他。
Now on the very day that he committed sin, his sin accused him and rebuked him.
我想呢，那十个月呢，大卫真的不知道该怎样生活。
And I believe that during the 10 months, David really did not know how to live before God.
像大卫这样的人，不要说十个月了，十天呢，见不着神的面呢，我想他都不知道该怎样生活。
A person like David, not to mention 10 months, I believe just 10 days without seeing God's face, he would not know how to go on.
这条罪人, 一直在我的面前,
so the sin is always before him.
我向你犯了罪人, 唯独得罪了你。
And he says, against you, you only have I sinned.
在你眼前行了这恶,
and have done this evil in your sight.
我们说他就犯这个罪, 他犯这个罪, 难道他不得罪人吗?
Then we would ask, he committed this sin, didn't he sin against man?
他当然得罪乌利亚的,
of course, he sinned against Uriah.
乌利亚是他, 这个, 三十几个勇士之一啊,
Uriah is listed as one of the 30 mighty men, warriors of his.
他是跟其他的勇士一同奋力为使大卫德国的人吗?
And he, together with other warriors, stir themselves up together to fight for David's kingdom.
他是对大卫的一生是何等样的忠心啊，在如何的那个什么拥戴大卫的。
And all his life, he together with other warriors supported David and went after him.
当大卫把他从前线招回来之后,
but when David called Uriah back from the battle,
要他回家跟妻子同房啊,
and told him to go back home to lie with his wife,
乌利亚说呢, 神的约柜, 跟犹大以色列兵都还在都在那个都是住在棚子里头。
And Uriah said, the Ark of the Covenant and all the other soldiers are still in the field. The Ark is under the tent.
我主约雅呢，跟我主的仆人呢，都在田野安营啊。
And my Lord Joab and his servants are all resting in the field.
我岂可回家吃喝与妻子同寝呢？How
can
我约不做这事,
How can I go back and eat and drink with my wife? I and lie with her. I would never do things like this.
哎呀，当大卫听到这句话的时候，这么样忠心的一个人，他怎么下得了手啊？
So when David heard of this saying, such a faithful one, how could he have the nerve to actually kill him?
他当然得罪，大大的不但得罪乌利亚，也得罪那些所有的那个效忠他的勇士们。
So of course, not only did he offend Uriah, but also sinned against all those mighty warriors who were faithful toward him.
辜负了他们的对他的忠心啊。
He simply came short of all the faithfulness of his men.
他呢，当然也得罪了拔示巴。
Of course, he also shortchanged Bathsheba.
是他用王的权势把拔示巴招进宫来的。
Because it is by the power of a king, he called her into the palace.
不管他愿意不愿意，拔示巴没有办法无从反抗。
Whether she was willing or not, she could not resist the king.
有一个姊妹啊，那个很有恩赐的姊妹，叫做Elizabeth Elliot。
One very gifted sister, Sister Elizabeth Elliot.
她认为呢，那个从姊妹的角度觉得，她认为拔示巴也应该负责任。Now,
from the perspective of a sister, she believes that Bathsheba also has a part in this, is also responsible.
她应该拒绝大卫的。She
should have refused David.
但是在圣经上面呢，没有指责过他那个拔示巴。
However, in the Bible, none of the words ever rebuked Bathsheba.
还从拔示巴的后那个所生的立了所罗门做王。
And the descendant from Bathsheba was Solomon. He became a king.
拔示巴呢，他也是受害者。
So Bathsheba is also one of the victims.
大卫不但得罪乌利亚，得罪拔示巴，得罪他所有的家人，对不对？
Therefore, not only did David offend Uriah, Bathsheba, but also all her household.
但是大卫在这里呢，里面第一个感觉呢，他是得罪了神了。However,
here the first and foremost feeling of David is that he is sinning against God.
大卫是在什么时候犯的罪啊？
So when did David sin?
是在他在穷苦潦倒的时候犯的罪吗？
While he was in this abject poverty, while he was desolate, while he was young, knowing nothing,
不是，他是在他生命最高峰的时候犯的罪。No,
he did it while he was at the pinnacle of his life.
就是事业上来讲的话,
in terms of his career,
神的这手经不但立他做犹大国的王，他也立他做以色列家的王。
Not only was he the king of the house of Judah, but also the house of Israel.
神还帮助他呢，打败了周围的全的周围的敌人。
And God also helped him to defeat all the surrounding enemies.
击败了非利士人。
He defeated Philistines.
让摩亚人进贡。
And the Moabites came to pay tribute.
他在亚兰地这个全地设立防营。
And also he set up the garrisons in the land of Aram.
全以东人呢都降服他，向他进贡。
And all the Edomites came to pay tribute also.
撒母耳记下第八章两次说到啊，大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
And 2 Samuel chapter 8 twice it says wherever David went, then God made him win the war.
他得到这一切呢，不是他自己的能力得来。
So David got all this not by his own might.
是神赐福给他，神赐给他。
It's because it was granted to him and God blessed him.
在属灵，在他的生命的阅历上的时候，他也是最高峰的时候。
In terms of his experience of life, he is also at a climax.
这时呢，他已经把约柜呢印进大卫城。
At this time, he had brought in the Ark of Covenant to Jerusalem.
他也立意要为神建殿。
And he was determined to build a temple for his God.
这时候呢，他就也做了许多的诗篇。
At this time, he had finished so many songs.
这些诗篇呢，都是当时可以唱的，是在聚会当中呢被人所朗诵的。
They could all be sung or be recited at assemblies.
他不但是做王啊，他还做先知教导人的。
Not only was he a king, but also he was a prophet teaching people.
竟然在这个时候犯了这么样的一个罪大恶极的罪。
But at this very time that he committed such a grave sin.
他里面唯有一个感觉，他只能有一个感觉。
So there should only be one feeling in his heart.
他得罪了那个爱他的神。
That is, he sinned against the very God who loved him.
一生牧养到他如今的到如今的神。
The very one who shepherded and did him all the time until now.
他说我犯罪了，唯独得罪了你。
Therefore, he says, against you, you only have I sinned.
在这位爱他的主，在他一生牧养他的主，那个保守他的主面前。
In the presence of the very one who loved, the God who loved him, who shepherds him all the time until now, who has kept him safe.
羞愧，他无地自容。
He was so ashamed. He wished he could dig a hole.
他几乎就是在神的眼中犯罪，对不对？眼前犯罪。
It's just like he committed a sin in the sight of God.
哎呀，他这样子的天天与神同行的人。
The very one who walked with God daily.
他几乎是天天看见神面的人。
Almost daily, he could see God's face.
他竟然能够犯这样的罪啊！
And he should have committed a sin like that.
他真是在神的眼皮子底下犯罪，对不对？
And it's right under the eye of God, he committed a sin.
所以他痛悔呀，他里头忧伤啊。
Therefore, he was sorrowful. He was contrite in his heart.
大卫为什么会犯这个罪？
And why did God, David committed a sin like this?
一个这么样爱主的人，亲近主的人，怎么会犯这么大的罪呢？
The one who loved the Lord so much and who is so intimate with him.
当然，就了当时的那个实际的情形来看的话，
How could he commit a sin like this? Now, in terms of circumstances in those days,
确实，大卫那时候也松懈了啊，他里头呢也轻忽了这个是仇敌的存在。
He backed off and he despised the very fact that enemy existed.
当重战的将士们都在前线打仗的时候
，When all the soldiers went to the battlefield to fight,
而且那时候正是在战争最激烈的时候
，At the very time when the war was the most fierce,
他们已经打败了亚门人了，就是要攻取他的那个京城拉巴是不是？
And at that time, they had defeated Ammonites, and they were about to attack the capital, Rabbah. So this is the time where the battle was the hottest.
大卫不在后方啊，这个想办法支援前线。
Now David did not try his best to support those people in the battlefield while he was in the back.
他不但没好好听军情警报。
And he wasn't paying attention to the news of the war.
他甚至没有在那里为他们祷告。
And even to the point he did not pray for them.
他竟然在那里昼起，白天睡觉。
But he should sleep during the day.
他竟然睡到太阳平息了，才快下山了才起床。
And even he slept all the way through to the time when the sun was setting.
那起床之后呢，也不有那个无所事事，在那个平台上面闲逛闲逛。
And then when he woke up, it seems he had nothing else to do. He was just wandering around on the rooftop.
他这个人呢，身心灵完全松懈下来。
So all his spirit, soul, and body simply slacked off.
完全呢，那个里头没有任何的戒备呢，仇敌会来。
He simply put down all his guard. Of course, at this time, the enemy came to seduce him.
然后他遇见试探，他胜不过了。
And he was tempted, and he did not overcome it.
从《列王记下》第十五章第五节那边，刚刚我们念的那节圣经啊。
Now from Second Kings. First Kings chapter 15, the verse we just read.
他说呢，大卫除了赫人乌利亚那件事以外，都是行耶和华眼中看为重的事。
Apart from the matter of Uriah the Hittite, David always did what was right in the sight of God.
一生呢，遵行耶和华一切所吩咐的。
He never turned aside from any command that God had told him.
这句话给我们的印象好像是大卫除了乌利亚这件事情以外，其他时候他都没有犯罪的。
Now the impression we got from this verse is that apart from the sin regarding Uriah that David never committed,
他都没有碰见罪的试探，都没有几乎要犯罪的可能了。
Never was he tempted by sins, nor did he have any possibility to commit sins.
这是从律法的角度上确实是这样子。
Yes, it is so.In the light of the law.
但是大卫呢，他深深的知道。
However, David knew this deeply.
他之所以会犯罪。
The reason he committed sins.
不是因为一时的糊涂，一时的失脚。
It's not because it's just he stumbled at one time, or he became confused, so he sinned.
他说呢，我是在罪孽里生的。在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪了。
Because he said that I was brought forth in iniquity and sin my mother conceived me.
不是因为大卫他犯了一个罪，所以他是罪人。
David is not a sinner because he committed acts of sin.
而是他根本就是一个罪人，所以他才会犯罪。
He is a sinner because by nature he has the sinful tendency to sin.
今天我们在说。我们人是罪人，是罪人，我们都听不进去，对不对？
Now today when we say we are sinners, sinners, people would not like to hear this.
我们总认为我们又没有犯过，我没有犯那个作奸犯科，我是什么罪人呢？
We always feel that we have never violated the laws, we have never done our time in jail. How could we be considered sinners?
但圣经让我们看见了，我们之所以犯罪啊，所以我们因为本身就是个罪人，生在罪中的。
And the Bible teaches that the reason we are sinners because we are born in sin, we are by nature sinners.
如果不是神的保守，
If not for God's keeping,
大卫不知道还要犯多少罪。
We don't know how many more acts of sin David would have committed.
在拿巴的事件上，
In a very matter of Nabal,
拿巴他固然是一个这个愚顽的一个人。
Although Nabal was a foolish person,
在撒母耳记上第二十四章那边记载的时候啊，那么
in 1 Samuel 24,
那边记载呢，大卫啊，就差人去跟拿巴要些东西。
It records that David sent people to Nabal to ask for few gifts.
那么因为他曾经在旷野呢，这个给了。保护过这个拿巴的人。
Because in the wilderness, David protected Nabal's servant.
现在拿巴的仆人剪羊毛了，这是好时候来的，就求他赐点东西。
Now Nabal came here to shear the sheep. It's a good time. So, David sent messengers to him and asked him for some gifts.
拿巴这个人呢，就是不开窍，就不肯，而且说一些恶毒的话。
Now, Nabal did not get the hint, not only so, he even said so many harsh words.
大卫立刻召集他的所有人，拿起刀来，就要去，就要去报，就要去那个报仇去。
So immediately David called for his men to gird on swords and he would revenge.
说呢，如果到了明天呢，这个时候啊，这个拿巴家里的男丁还活着一个的话呢，愿神重重的降罚于我。
And he said, by tomorrow light, if any male of Nabal's household still lives, may God do so to me even more so. Nabal did not owe.
他们中间没有那个立下任何的契约啊，需要应该保护，然后我付保护费啊。
Nabal did not owe David anything because they had never.Drawn up in covenant saying that David is supposed to protect Nabal's family.
如果不是拿巴的妻亚比该有聪慧有胆识的话，
Now if it's not because Abigail, Nabal's wife, had this wisdom, had this courage.
如果不是亚比该拦住大卫，
If it's not for Abigail to withhold David to commit this sin,
大卫就说啊，我就称颂耶和华，因为他拦阻我犯了这个无辜之人取的罪。
David would have shed innocent blood, so David said, "Praise God for he withheld his hand."
那时候还不是杀一个人的问题啊。
And it's not a matter of just killing one person.
把人家全家的男丁都要杀了，无辜之人的血。
And David wanted to kill the whole household of Nabal, that to shed innocent blood.
在洗格拉的时候。
And at Ziklag,
大卫因为要逃避那个扫罗的追杀呢，他就投靠非利士人了。
David tried to run for his life get away from Saul's killing, so he went to take refuge at Philistine's place.
他几乎就要跟非利士人一同出去跟以色列征战。
And he was almost at the point to go out with Philistines together to fight against Israelites.
如果不是非利士首领人对他们不喜悦。
If it's not because of the displeasure of all the Philistines' lords against David,
如果不是神的手拦阻,
and if it's not because of the Lord who stretched out his hand to withstand this matter,
大卫呢, 就直接要在扫罗跟约拿单的死上有份了,
then David would have a direct part in the very matter of the death of Saul and Jonathan's death.
因为在那场战争里头呢，扫罗跟他的三个儿子，包括约拿单，都阵亡了。
Because in that very battle, that Saul and his three sons, including Jonathan, they all died.
如果不是神的手拦阻，
so it's not for the Lord's hand which withheld David.
大卫在那场战事，跟着站在腓力斯的那一边，跟以色列人打仗了。
David would have stood on the side of Philistines to fight against Israel.
他以后 还要不要回以色列国？
Did he still want to go back to Judah?
他还有什么脸回去就那个做犹大王啊？
Did he have any face to go back to be the king of Judah?
这不仅仅是他自己个人的损失啊。
It's not just a matter of his personal loss.
那神永远的救恩的计划要受打岔。
Even God's eternal salvation will be disrupted.
那个时候犯的罪呢，更比这杀人罪还要大。
That possible sin.Because it's even more, it's graver than the very one of killing Uriah.
所以呢，大卫啊，他不是在第五十一天的时候，他才认罪，知道他自己是一个罪人。
So we know that it's not in Psalm 51 that David realized he is a sinner. He confessed his sins.
在许多的诗篇里头啊，大卫都说到他里头的罪。
But in so many psalms that David talked about his sins.
诗篇三十二篇他这么说。
And in Psalm 32 we read.
说呢，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord has not imputed iniquity.
他说呢，我闭口不认罪的时候。
When I kept silent about my sin.
因终日哀哼啊，骨头枯干了。
Because my groaning all day long, that the bones wasted away.
黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重。
And night and day, the Lord's hand is on me.
那个是什么样的？ 经历啊。
Oh, what kind of experience is this?
那件事情一定不是指的这个这个乌利亚这件事情的。
It does not speak to of this very experience of Uriah and Bathsheba of David.
因为乌利亚这件事情呢，在他犯罪的时候，他可能里头有感觉，但是一直到了拿单来的时候，他才认罪。
Because in the matter of Uriah, and although David had this feeling that he waited until Nathaniel came, Nathan came to commit his sins.
诗篇三十二篇他说了，我向你不隐瞒我的罪，我向你承认我的罪过。
And in Psalm 32, that I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and I will not hide my sins.
神他就赦免我一切的罪孽。
And then God forgive me all my sins.
大卫他常常在神面前认罪。
Often David confessed his sins before God.
可能这些罪没有在外面显出来。
Maybe none of the sins are manifested itself.
可能这些罪呢没有在历史上记载。
Nor was it recorded in history.
也可能是只是他的意念里面犯罪。
Maybe just he sinned in his thought.
但是呢，大卫是一个常常在神面前认罪的人。
However, David is the one who always confessed his sins before God.
诗篇三十八篇呢，他这么说。
And then we read in Psalm 38.
他说：“我的罪孽呢，高过我的头啊，如同重担，叫我担当不起。”
My sins, my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden that I cannot bear. Because there are so many innumerable evils surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me. So that I cannot look up.
他说了这罪孽呢比我的头发还多。
And David says that these iniquities are more than the hairs of my head.
我就心寒胆战。
And the heart in me simply failed me.
我们说大卫，你有犯这么多罪吗
？Then we would ask, did David commit so many things?
你犯的罪比他的头发还要多。
So that his iniquities are more than his hairs.
哎，我在想呢，一个常常活在神面前的人呢，真是会这样的感觉。
And I do believe that a person who always lives in the presence of God always has this kind of feeling.
当保罗他说在罪人当中我是个罪魁的时候。
Now when Paul says that among the sinners I am the chief.
我们说，保罗你犯了什么罪啊？你变成罪人中的罪魁啊。
Then we would ask Paul, what sins did you commit that you could call yourself that you're the chief among all sinners?
保罗呢，是在他无知的时候，他以为他在侍奉神的时候，逼迫神的教会。
Paul did persecute God's church while he was in ignorance, and he didn't know anything.
虽然这是个罪，但是不至于变成一个罪魁吧。
Even though this could be considered an act of sin, but still, there's no way he should be called the chief among all sinners.
但是呢，保罗他是一个活在神面前的。
However, Paul is the very one who lives in the presence of God.
在圣洁的光中啊，他实在看见他是满身罪孽，是罪人中的罪魁。
In the holy light of God, he does see himself covered with all the sins.Yes, he is the chief among sinners.
这也是大卫里头的感觉。
And this is the same feeling in David's heart.
他说呢，我是在罪孽里生的。
Therefore, he said, I was born in iniquity.
在我母亲怀胎的时候就有罪。
And in sin, my mother conceived me.
他就是说我生下就是个罪人。
That should say that at the very moment he was born, he was born a sinner.
我犯罪是因为我是个罪人，所以我犯罪。
And I commit sin is because I am a sinner.
不但求神啊赦免他外面的罪
，So not only did he ask God to forgive all his external acts of sin，
他求神洗涤他里面这个人
，But also he asked God to wash the inner person。
求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净了。
Saying, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean。
求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow。
他深深的觉得的。他这里面这个人呢、啊，他的心思的意念呢、啊，需要神的去洁净。
David deeply feels that within him, his mind, his soul needs to be cleansed.
如果他不是他里面这个人受罪缚的话
，If his inner man is not dealt with，
那外面不是还要犯多少罪啊
？Outwardly, he didn't know how many more acts of sin he would commit.
神求神呢、啊，这个对付他的里面呢、啊、最深的人。
Therefore, he pleads with God to deal with the very inner man in the very depth of his spirit. Because he knows that what God wants is the innermost truth. And the wisdom in the inner part.
他要生啊，对付洗净啊，他这个人里面这个人。
He wants God to deal with to purge the inner man.
这样的祷告之后呢，接下来呢，他里头的一个请求，一个呼求。
Now after a prayer like this, he makes such a supplication.
他要求呢，再次恢复跟神之间的交通。
He asked to once again restore the fellowship between him and God.
这个交通呢，因着犯罪已经断绝了。
This fellowship has already been disrupted because of sin.
我想这过去这十个月，他如坐针毡呢。
I suppose that in the past 10 months, he is just like sitting on needles and pins.
他无法到神的面前去。
There is no way he could come before God.
他知道他就算到神的面前。
Even though he knew he could come before God.
他不认罪的话。
If he does not confess his sin.
神会掩面不看他。
And God would hide his face from him.
当他求神赦免了之后。
After he asked God to forgive him.
他呼求神啊，再次恢复他跟他之间的交通。
He cried out to God to again restore the fellowship between them.
这个交通呢，是在灵里面的事情。
And this fellowship is a matter of fellowship in spirit.
然后呢，发觉呢，大卫啊是在旧约当中呢少数的少数啊有新约经历的人。
Then we realize that David is few among the few among Old Testament who understand who has the experiences.Of New Testament.
他知道跟神之间的交通啊，是灵里面的故事。
Because he understands this and fellowship with God is a story in spirit.
他求神呢，为我造个清洁的心。
He says that create in me a clean heart.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Renew a steadfast spirit within me.
这个心呢，当包括里头良心，对不对？
This heart should include this conscience.
这良心呢，已经被玷污了。
Although this conscience already defiled,
已经失去它的功用了。
Has already lost its function.
他求神呢，为他造一个清洁的心。
But he asked God to create in him a clean heart.
再一次有恢复那个良心的功用啊，让能够认识神。
And once again, the function of the conscience will be restored so he could come to know God.
求你使我里面重新有正直的灵。
He says, renew a steadfast spirit within me.
哎，这个灵啊，因着罪呢，已经弯曲了。
This spirit, because of sin, is already crooked.
当他狠下心来，要借着亚门人的手杀乌利亚的时候，
When he determined against his conscience to kill Uriah by the hand of Ammonites, and within David's heart there was no uprightness,
he
was completely warped against God. And then here he prays that, Lord, again,renew a steadfast spirit within me. Verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with your willing, with a willing spirit.
乐意的灵呢，或者跟翻成呢自由的灵。
A willing spirit could also be translated as a free spirit.
这个灵呢被捆绑。
Now this spirit is bound.
被罪呢关在那个笼子里头了。
It's caged by sin.
里面他完全失去了自由了。
So it has lost its freedom totally.
他再一次求神呢，让他经历救恩了。
Now once again, David asked God to allow him to experience the salvation.
这就是我们，也是我们新约中的人的经历，不是吗？
Isn't this the same experience in New Testament?
当我们接受主的时候，
After we have, when we receive the Lord.
当神借着耶稣基督的宝血赦免我们一切的罪的时候，
When God has forgiven all of our sins through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
经历的是什么呢？
What is the experience that we have?
我们经历我们的灵被释放。
We experience that our spirit is set free.
我们的经历，我们的灵活过来了。
Our spirit is kindled.
我们经历呢，
Now we know we experience that through the Spirit we cannot have fellowship with Him.
在我们信主之前呢，不但这个灵呢是被拘禁的，它更是死的啊。Now
before we believe in the Lord, this Spirit is not only bound but also is dead.
保罗说了，让我再一次经历啊。
Here Paul says that restore to me the joy of your salvation.
好叫我的灵呢再次得自由。
So that my spirit will be set free again.
灵和自由怎么样跟神交通呢？
Now after you have the free, if you do not have a free spirit,
他的灵呢，我们的灵呢是跟神的灵相交的。
If you have this free spirit, then you have this free fellowship with God's Spirit. And we pray in Holy Spirit. And it is through the Holy Spirit we come before God. And David says that, do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take away from me your Holy Spirit.
这句话呢，不太像是一个旧约的圣徒所说的话。And
this remark is not like anybody from the Old Testament who could say so.
因为在旧约里头呢，圣灵的工作呢，都是来了他就走了，他不留在人身上。Because
in Old Testament, when the Spirit, the Holy Spirit works, He comes and He goes. He never stays in that one person.
圣灵呢，降到人身上，那人会说受感说话。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, the person would be moved and would prophesy.
然后呢，圣灵就离开了。And
then afterwards, the Holy Spirit will leave.
圣灵能够降在人身上，让他大有能力，杀败敌军。And
when the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, this person is empowered, become mighty, and could defeat all the enemies.
像在山珍的身上一样。Like
it happened in Samson.
那么完了以后，事情完了，圣灵就离开了。And
after the thing is finished, the Holy Spirit will leave.
大卫他说了，不要从我收回你的圣灵。However,
David says, do not take away from me your Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵呢，在保大卫的身上，不是来了就走了，来了就走了的。So
apparently, this Spirit in David is not like the one who comes and goes, and goes and comes.
他是一个常常在圣灵里头跟神交通的人。
So David is the one always has this fellowship with God in Holy Spirit.
罪呢，使他失去跟神、跟圣灵之间的交通。However,
this sin makes him lose all the fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。Do
not cast me aside so that I would leave from your presence.
对大卫来讲的话，离开神的面。 可能是他这一次他最不能够忍受的事情。
To David, to depart from the presence of God probably is the most unbearable thing.
他说呢，耶和华我的神，我的磐石啊，求你不要向我掩面了。如果你向我掩面的话呢，我就是如将死的一般了。
The Lord my God, my rock, do not hide your face from me. If you hide your face from me, I am just like a dead person.
如果神
If God hide his face from David and hold his peace and keep silent toward David, and David says, I'm just like a dying person.
哎呀，所以啊，他这种生活他不能够忍受。
And David could not stand a life like this.
呼求神呐，再一次重新恢复他跟神之间的交通。Therefore,
he cries out to God and implores God to restore the fellowship as before.
在灵里头跟圣灵之间的交通。And
that is the fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
这段话真的是在新约圣徒里面的经历，对不对？So
isn't it the very experience of the saints in Holy Spirit, in New Testament with the Holy Spirit?
和给我们是一个何等大的提醒
！And what a great reminder to all of us this is.
不要以为我们今天在灵里头跟神之间交通的那个经历是旧约圣徒没有的。Do
not think that the experience of fellowshipping with God and Holy Spirit is something that saints in Old Testament did not have.
也不要以为我们有这样的经历。 我就不会跌倒。
And also do not think, even though you have this experience like this, you will never stumble.
大卫这么样的事迹真的经历了，他还在受罪的身，罪在他身上还是这样的明显。
Now David with such deep experience with God, the dominion of sin still was so evident in David.
我常常在想啊，有人在问啊，说信了主以后
，Now some people would ask after we believe in the Lord,
我们还为什么还会犯罪
？Why do we still commit sins?
我们里面不是有个新的生命了吗
？Don't we have this new life within?
这新的生命难道不是胜不了罪，胜过不了罪吗
？Cannot this new life overcome sin?
确实，信了主赐给我们一个新的生命。
Yes, after we believe in the Lord, and the Lord has given us this new life.
那多少时候我们是活在这个新的生命里头
？But for so many, how many times do you actually live in this new life?
多少时候我们让我们的肉体在身上作王？
And instead, how many times we allow our flesh to reign in our flesh?
神留我们在地上。
When God allows us to live on earth,
不在我们信主的那一刹那就把我们整个肉体除去。
And He has never taken away all our flesh at the very moment we believe in the Lord.
如果神那样做得多好啊！
Wouldn't it be wonderful if God would do things like this?
他们里头呢，不再有罪的念头，不再有犯罪的可能。
No more within us would have this thought of sin or possibility of committing sin.
神没有这么做。
But God does not do things like this.
神呢，要我们认识我们这个人的本相。
Because God wants us to know our true color, true being.
让我们呢，知道我们多么需要他。
And He wants us to know how much we need Him.
当大卫恢复跟神之间交通的时候
，And after David has restored his fellowship with God，
他里头想到的是什么呢
？What is that comes into his mind？
这时候他想到的是神的需要。
He right away thinks of God's need。
他固然他的罪需要赦免。
Yes, his sins need to be forgiven。
他的里面这个人需要更新。
And his inner person needs to be renewed。
他的灵呢需要跟神之间恢复交通。
And his spirit needs to be recovered to resume the fellowship with God。
真正一个蒙恩的人呢，不是只是停在我里头啊。
However, a person who is saved by God's grace should not stay in the very state of me, myself.
当我里面经历神的救恩的时候
，Now after we experience God's salvation.
当我里面尝到救恩的喜乐的时候
，When we have tasted the joy of salvation.
哎，我们呢就要发出我们的赞美啊。
Now we naturally would utter our praises.
说求你使我嘴唇张开啊，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
Verse 15, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
在这里，大卫呢想到的是向神发出的赞美。
Now here David thinks of all the praises for God.
他这里想到的是向神发出那个高唱神的公义。
Here he thinks of high praises to sing aloud God's righteousness.
大卫曾经呢是在大会当中呢那个宣扬主名的人。
David was once the person among God's assemblies. He loudly proclaimed God's righteousness. And he says, In your assembly, I do not hide your faithfulness. I will sing your praise in your assembly. Now, so many times David is bound by sin.
他经历这救恩之后
，But after he has experienced this salvation，
第一个想到的
，The first thought he had，
他要开口歌颂神的公义
，Is that he wants to open his mouth to sing praises his righteousness？
他想到的是为什么献上燔祭
，And he thinks of to make offering a burnt offering to the Lord。
祭呢，说到我们一面呢，说到我们对这罪底罪。认识承认
Now, on the one hand, sacrifices speak of our confession, understanding of the sins.
为了我们的罪，我们献上
And for the sake of our sins, we offer burnt offerings.
但是神要的祭呢，还不是这些外面的。
However, what God wants is not all these external things.
神要的是里面的。
What He wants is that from within.
神要的祭呢，是忧伤的灵。
And the very sacrifice that God wants is a broken heart.
忧伤痛苦的心呢，神不轻看。
And He does not despise a broken, contrite spirit.
忧伤呢，英文呢，你都说它是一个破碎的灵。
A broken, a sorrowful spirit.
是一个被神所破碎过的。
This is the spirit which is broken up by God.
不再靠自己了。
No longer is this person relying on himself.
不再为以自己夸口。
No longer is the person boasting of himself.
大卫要夸口的地方比我们夸口的地方太多了，太多了。
David has much more places that he could have boasted of than we could.
他为神所做的事情，他当然是那个，比我们做的太多了。
And all the things he has done for God, they're just too numerable.
在这里呢，神在他的是一个破碎的灵。
However, here David says with a broken spirit.
没有一件他为神所做的事情。
None of the things he has ever done for God
值得他来夸口的
is worthy of his own boasting.
能够在神面前能够去那个去做什么事呢？
None of them could afford him to do anything before God.
神要的呢，是我们这个人受过十字架的破碎。
Now what God wants is us being broken by the cross.
我有受过真的破碎呢。
After we have been broken,
一个忧伤痛苦的心呢。是神所要的。
Then it comes out this broken and contrite heart, which is something that God wants.
祭呢，不但是说到我们里头对神的献那个献上的那个悔过。
So a sacrifice not only speaks of the repentance confession that we offer from our heart.
祭呢，更是遥遥指向加利山呢。
The sacrifice also points distantly to the Calvary.
每一样在立位记里面所说的献的祭
，Every offering mentioned in Leviticus
都是遥遥指向那天在加利山上神的儿子为我们必定在十字架所献上的祭。
Every single one alludes to the very sacrifice that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, offered himself as a sacrifice on the cross.
大卫的罪如何能赦免呢？
Then how could David's sin be forgiven?
因为他痛悔，他悔过，神悔改，神赦免吗？
Is it because he was so sorrowful, he repented, so God forgave him?
当然，如果他不悔改，神不会赦免。
Of course, if David did not repent, God would not have forgiven him.
就是因为他悔改了，神就把他的罪完全洗除吗？
But is it because David repented, so God simply cleansed all his sins?
还是因为神之后，他心在他家中兴起许多的祸患，神的审判临到他的家，让他的罪 得洁净吗？
Or is it because David sin was cleansed after this thing with Uriah that God raised so much adversity in David's household.
确实因为大卫犯了罪。
Yes, indeed, David sinned.
他直接要为他三个儿子的死负责的。
So very directly, he had to be held responsible for his three sons' death.
长子暗嫩，三子亚撒龙，四子亚多尼亚的死。
He had to be responsible for the death of his firstborn, Amnon, the third son, Absalom, and the fourth one, Adonijah's death.
都是因为他犯罪是审判的结果。
And they all died because of the judgment of David's sin.
是神咒诅应验。
And it is the fulfillment of God's curses.
但是在说，就是因为他都付上这么多的代价。那么他的罪就得赦免吗？
Now, is it because David had paid such a great price that his sins were forgiven?
这边说，他说没有一个人能够赎自己的弟兄啊。
Now, the Psalm tells us that none of us can redeem our brethren.
我们就算做了再好的事，我们再哀伤痛悔，我们不能够赎我们的罪啊。
Even though we could do many more good works, it could be even more sorrowful and and for our all the sins, but there's nothing that you could do to redeem your brother.
大卫的罪之所以被赦免，之所以被涂抹。
And the reason that David's sin was forgiven and his transgressions were blotted out.
都是耶稣基督在十字架上面所做的。
It's all because of the very act that Jesus Christ did on the cross.
旧约的圣徒呢，虽然不是在新约里头知道。
Now, all the saints in Old Testament, even though they did not know of the acts of Jesus Christ in New Testament, but from a far distance in their spirit, they could see the work on Calvary. So all the saints in Old Testament, including David,
都是在因为在灵里头看见了十字架的缘故。
Every single one in their spirit, they have seen the cross.
十字架的宝血洗净了他们一切的罪。
And this, the blood of the cross has cleansed all their sins.
这是神所是那个神教的祭。
And this is the sacrifice that God has
given. 做的。
And God Himself has done this sacrifice.
我们在大卫这个的经历里头。
So if only in David's experience.
虽然呢是一个。这么可怕的一个经历。
Although it is such a frightening experience of his.
但是怎么看见呢？这样的一个人呢，怎么样被神所再一次恢复过来
？But we could see that a person like David, how he was restored once again by God.
叫我们这些活在新约里头的人。
So that all of us who now live in New Testament.
里面有他充满了这样的盼望。
Also would have the same hope within our hearts.
福音呢的。救恩呢，是我们一生所要依靠的。
Now the gospel of our salvation is the one that we have to lean on all our lives.
不是在信主的那一刹那，我们需要宝血。
It's not at the moment you believe in the Lord, you need Jesus' precious blood.
一生呢，我们需要依靠主耶稣基督的宝血。
But throughout all our life, we need to rely on Jesus' precious blood.
十字架是我们一生的救赎。
Therefore, the cross is our lifetime redemption.
你祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
父，我们再来感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为像我们这样子的罪人。
Because sinners like us.
而且就是死在过犯罪恶当中的人。
He was dead in sins and trespasses.
也竟然还蒙你的救赎。
Should be redeemed by you.
蒙耶稣基督宝血的洗净
，should be cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ。
让我们这些常常软弱、疲乏、失败、灰心的人
，and we who are often weak, weary, tired, and despaired，
能够再一次被激励，再一次被扶起
，once again will be stirred up and will be encouraged。
常常来投靠十字架。
So that often we will take refuge in the cross.
常常在宝血里头洁净我们。
Often we will be cleansed in the precious blood.
好叫我们那日见你面的时候。
So that on the very day when we do see you,
在你面前能够站立得住。
Before you, we could stand tall.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.